Welcome. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist of the firm Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville, and I'm with my co-host
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're going to devote the whole show to Tax Freedom Day.
Tax freedom. When I saw this, I said, I don't know what Tax Freedom Day is, but it sounds like something I should celebrate. Does that mean that I don't have to pay taxes?
We'll have to define
the opposite.
Well, the people that do the Tax Freedom Day over the years, evidently they changed it. A lot of people are using it. And so they made it a registered trademark. So you could actually, if you, anybody listening, you could look up Tax Freedom Day and you could figure out some of the things we'll be talking about today. You know, our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, that's Route 110, in Melville, and exit 49 on the LIE. Some people like to take the Northern State Parkway, so I have to figure out what that one is, what the exit is. But on the LIE, it's definitely 49. And we are at 631-393-2888 is our office number. That's 631-393-2888.
And we're also on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And you can email us, Craig at Craig James Financial, or Jenna at Craig James Financial, or even info at Craig James Financial. And that's where we do get a lot of our questions and a lot of the fuel for the shows each week.
Yeah, we got a lot of fuel. By the way, we're live today. You know, it's one of those windy days where stuff's coming off the trees. And the number here at the studio is 451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. We're going to be talking about a couple of things today. We'd love to hear from you if you had any questions about your retirement. Every week we talk about retirement. We get together and we say, hey, how are we planning the next few radio shows? What are we going to talk about? What's a good topic? What gives us some meat to talk for at least a half hour on? And Tax Freedom Day certainly is one of those. Last week, we got a lot of feedback. Our last week's show, we talked about something very interesting one of the presidential contenders, Chris Christie of New Jersey, Governor Christie, came up with an idea of perhaps taxing Social Security for employees who have pensions greater than $80,000. So if you work as a teacher, you work for the state, you know, one of the many entities, you worked as a fireman, police officer, detective, any of those. And if you're making over $80,000, his proposal was to tax Social Security completely for people making over $80,000 and having it start the tax at $80,000, if you make it's like $80,000 to $110,000, and at $110,000, that would be fully taxed. And so a little disappointing. And if that thinking is out there, that can have a profound impact on people's retirements and certainly the amount of money that they would have to spend in retirement. So we thought that was very serious. So as a result of last week's show, we got several emails and actually on LinkedIn. We're on LinkedIn, by the way. You could just link Craig Ferrantino, Ferrantino, or Jenna Hudson, and we're both on LinkedIn. And so some people use LinkedIn, mostly in the business community or in the in some of these teachers and police, heard our show last week and sent us a little connection on how they were displeased would be a nice way. We didn't have anybody saying, you know, that's a great idea.
Nice way to put it. I'm like, wait, we're not doing this. Don't be angry at us. Right. We're just giving the information.
We can quote what he said last week at some convention. So just joining us again, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. Every week we talk about retirement issues. Our office is 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. We're live in the studio today. Feel free to join the conversation, 631-451-1039. That's 631-451, and the radio on your dial is 1039, so all you have to remember is the 451. All right, so today's Tax Freedom, April 24th.
Yes.
Wait, yesterday was Tax Freedom Day. There you go. We're a day late. So that means the money that you make today is yours to keep. So
let that marinate for a second.
Yeah, let that marinate. The money that you make today for the rest of the year is yours technically to keep. So the first 4 months you have spent and 24 days, you have spent your time paying taxes. And when you drill that all down and you start to do the numbers, from this point on, this percentage of, you take 114, it's 114 days into the year. You take the equation 114 divided by 365 days in the year, and you get some sort of ratio, and that should be your tax ratio. That's your federal tax ratio.
And if you're listening here, get this. It's actually not Tax Freedom Day for you yet. If you're listening on Long Island.
If you're on the internet in Arizona, you're in pretty good shape. However, if you are listening on Long Island, the New York Tax Free Day date, Tax Freedom Day, does not arrive for New York residents until May 8th. Until May 8th. Okay. So that's 3 days past Cinco de Mayo, of course. So you just keep that in mind after.
Have a margarita. And
have
then
a margarita and think about the taxes.
Keep paying taxes.
There you go. So I think it's important to put that in because when we plan for retirement, taxes are a large part of the equation. And some from our clients, we want to make sure that they don't have a ticking tax bomb on them. So that's something that they'll be paying for the rest of their lives. So Tax Freedom Day is the day when the nation as a whole has earned enough money to pay its total tax bill for the year. And Tax Freedom Day takes all the federal, state, and local taxes and divides them by the nation's income. In this year, 2015, Americans will pay approximately $3.28 trillion in federal taxes. Now, I want to let you know that, as we said before, the IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. And it's a huge operation. And they'll take in about $1.5 trillion in state and local taxes. So that this year, Tax Freedom Day falls in general on April 24th or 114 days into the year.
When you look at this, it's scary because there's studies showing that America's going to spend more on taxes in 2014 than it will on food, clothing, housing, anything else.
In aggregate. Right. Say that again, Jenna, for the listeners.
America will spend more on taxes in 2015 than they will on food, clothing, and housing combined.
That's a good amount of money. Whoa.
I'm like, wait.
Well, where's my wallet? It just felt like it got lighter in my back pocket here. You know, you get that wallet, it's sticking out, and I just felt like it got halfway lighter. I don't know how.
If you don't believe us and you want the charts, you want the info, just give me a call, 631-393-2888. If you do send me a LinkedIn message saying, I don't think that's true, I will send you the report where we got the information. I got some of that last week as well. We're here to hear both sides of the conversation. So
if you're busy putting on crabgrass preventer on your lawn right now, which is a good time to do that, do not give us a call. I don't want people calling today and saying, I'm not unhappy about tax. We're not here to get anybody angry because that's the. But the question is, if you're not sure how, if your portfolio is helping you lower your taxes, or that's not the focus or one of the foci of people you're dealing with now, then maybe you need to have a second opinion and give us a call. 631-393-2888 in the office. That's 631-393-2888. If you're hearing that, like I am a little bit, it's like at my throat, like I ate something bad or something, and I need to get this looked at, that I want to make sure that my future, that maybe it won't be 114 days when I've paid all my taxes, maybe it'll be 50 days when I've paid my taxes, then you really, really need to give us a call at Craig James Financial Services and give me a call, because we'll be here to help you and show you what it'll look like, not just today, but 5 or 10 years from now, and to help you mitigate your tax burden. Now, we're not here to give legal or tax advice, but we have some things that we could look at, depending on what you have in your investments, that will help lower and make your tax day much, much sooner than it is now. And if that's important to you, that's worth the call. 631-393-2888. Well, I mean, after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this tax issue and some of the other issues that are that this report brings up, because it affects everybody here in our listening audience, and it's very, very important. We'll be back after the break. Today we're talking about Tax Freedom Day and where we are in New York. You're listening to me. It hasn't quite happened yet, but for the nation on average, it was April 24th.
Which yesterday. Was
yesterday. Yeah, 2015, in case you're listening to us on a podcast several months from now. But however, very, very important to know that. Hey, my office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We do we specialize in retirement planning and income distribution planning so that you do not run out of your income when you get older. And one of the ways you can run out of your income is by paying a lot in taxes. And so we're trying to help all of our listeners here mitigate their tax burden in the future, because taxes will affect your retirement in a, not in a small way, not in a minor way, in a very major, major way. And you look at, you know, when you look at a retiree, Jenna and audience, we have people who are so good at saving, and then that's great. As they get older, they their house is paid up. The two biggest deductions that they have are children having dependents. The second biggest deduction is home ownership. Well, a lot of our retirees don't own a home. That's a deduction, a little bit, you know, a deduction. And their kids are too old. So taxes become more magnified in the later years. And so we want to make sure that our clients and for our listeners to do what they can control to mitigate their tax situation.
And a lot of people's thought is that, you know, when I retire, I'm going to be making less. I'm going to be on a fixed income. So I'm not going to be taxed as much. But that's not necessarily the case anymore. And I know it's hard to think outside the box, and it's hard to think differently and think maybe I actually will be paying more in taxes when I'm retired. But planning that way and planning, I think, for the inevitable tax raises that you may be incurring in the future, especially if you're listening and you're a baby boomer, is important, because the more you pay in taxes, the more quickly you're going to see your assets go down. And we always talk about the idea, Craig, and you bring this up to clients in the office all the time. They come in with a 401k statement that shows $1 million, but it's not really $1 million, because when you take that money out, you're going to pay taxes. So for clients who are maybe you have a sick parent and you're seeing this and you're living this right now and you're watching your parents' money come out of their portfolios, but the $10,000 that you need to pay for home or healthcare is actually $15,000 because you need to clear money for taxes, you're going to watch that portfolio dip further and further down.
And a lot quicker than you thought. And so that, I think that's it. Somebody will say, oh, I need $10,000 a month and they've got, you know, $200,000. I got 20 months. No, wrong calculation. You get taxed on some of that. So you got a lot less than that. You got maybe 15 or 14 months. Hey, we're live in the studio today, 451-1039. If you want to give us a call on the air, the angry callers that called before, they were foaming at the mouth that we could not put them. They're so upset about the tax day. But these are just the facts. And it's we can only deal with what we control. And it's upsetting to say any of this, that New York, by the way, out of the 50 states, Tax Freedom Day is the 48th latest state. I mean, we have to go. There's only two states that have a break-even point past New York, and that's Connecticut, which is number 50 on the list. And as you could believe, New Jersey is number 49. So New Jersey, the Tax Freedom Day in New York is May 8th. The Tax Freedom Day, if you could hear us, in Connecticut is May 13th. You're at the bottom of the list. And the Tax Freedom Day for New Jersey is number 49. So it goes Connecticut, number 50, New Jersey, 49, and New York, 48. And say, well, you know, where's Massachusetts in here? Well, Massachusetts is May 2nd, so it's number 46 on the list. So, and then California is number 47. So the break-even date for Californians is May 3rd. The break-even date for people in Massachusetts is May 2nd. The break-even date for New Yorkers is May 8th. So that's when you're actually, when you've worked, you have to work until May 8th in New York before all your taxes are paid. Now, think of Massachusetts. I think of the history of our country, and there was something called the Tea Party. If there's a historian out there, please give us a call. What were the taxes that the British were levying on the Americans, that the colonists that were they took all that tea and threw it in Boston Harbor. That's what I want to know, Harbor. So someone call us and tell me, how much is it taxed? Because I would think the people in Massachusetts would be throwing all sorts of stuff into the water now if they knew when their tax break even day was, right? Tax Freedom Day. You just joining us? This is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement, where weekly we talk about all sorts of good things. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. And our office number is 631-393-2888. We're on the web at
LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com.
Again?
LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com.
And we have, you can email us too if you're not linking us or Facebooking us.
It's Jenna at Craig James Financial or Craig at Craig James Financial. And we also have all our past radio shows up on iTunes. Just search under podcasts and it's all about retirement. And to paint a better picture, I actually have something interesting. So the report we found illustrates that we worked longer than any other year to pay the tax burden. So put it this way. Think of it this way. Ready? Americans worked 43 days to pay federal, state, and local individual income taxes. 26 days to pay payroll taxes. 15 days to pay sales and excise taxes. And 12 days to pay corporate income taxes. Then 11 more days now to pay property taxes, 7 days to pay estate, inheritance, customs due. That's a lot of taxes. So that's 114 days when you add that all together to pay our total tax bill of $4.85 trillion. There you go. That's every day. Imagine if you got up in the morning and you got dressed and said, I'm going to work today so I can pay my payroll taxes. Or, you know, tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to pay my sales taxes. So starting May 8th in New York, you can get up and say, I'm getting up so I could pay for things that I want to.
That's right. Perfect. Perfect. I was still thinking about the Boston Tea Party.
You're thinking what else you could throw in the harbor.
I'm looking at everything that I have. And I said, what was just taxed recently? If I went to Robert Moses Beach and I just had a big truck and threw things in the water with that, I'd probably get arrested.
Yes, crazy. Definitely.
Well, you know, I don't know. You get frustrated with these things. The beauty is that when you look at history, in the 1920s and the 1930s, the Tax Freedom Day was like around February, you know, late January to February. And the day keeps getting longer. A couple of times it spiked. So listen to this. In 1945, Tax Freedom Day spiked in, for the nation May 19th. Now, what happened in 1945? We were paying for World War II. So it's a, and then it quickly dropped back down 2 years later to March. So this is when all that you do and all your work that you do pays for your taxes. Now, here's the deal. Even though they've collected our Tax Freedom Day goes until, you know, in New York, May 8th, we want to make sure that you know that even with all that's collected, the government spends more. So even that's more, all that's collected, the Americans will pay approximately $3.3 trillion in federal taxes. And but the government is spending a lot more than that. And so what's not paid goes into what's called the deficit. And at the end of the year, what's the deficit goes into the national debt.
And now we're not telling you this today just to make you more knowledgeable about how much you pay in taxes or to make you angry. Or maybe we do want to make you angry if that's what gets you to start really thinking about your retirement plan. But we're telling you this today because it's up to you. There's nothing you can really do about the taxes that you're being told to pay. But the money that you're saving and taking and using for retirement can be created and structured more efficiently so it will last you longer. And that's why we're telling you this, because you need to take action today to help protect your portfolio and let it last longer for the future.
If you're like me and you're feeling a little, you know, right up to my throat here, like I eat something bad, then you really take control. This, we can't control so much Tax Freedom Day, but we can control. I mean, we'd like to, but it's a much longer process. It's going to require you to vote certain ways and to write letters and really, really show some activism. But what we can say, what's something easier and simpler that we could do is just have you come in. Let's take a look at what you currently have, where it's where it potentially could be bleeding for excessive taxation. I'm not saying everybody should pay taxes, but where it could be bleeding in terms of excessive taxation, and to move you going forward so that you keep more of your money. It's not so much what you earn, it's what you keep. And that's critically important in our business. And so that's one of the things that we can control. So our office, we're at 510 Broadhall Road, Suite 208. It's Craig James Financial Services. Hey, we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And our number is 631-393-2888. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have it. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Husson, Vice President of Marketing. And remember, it's all about retirement.